Let's talk some football, man, because we have been looking at our schedule. We're taking you around the country and talking to guys who are in the know with those teams that are on our schedule, including the team we start with, the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Ray Fittipaldo is joining us, Steelers reporter for the Post-Gazette. Ray, I want to start with our former coach, who's now the offensive coordinator for the Steelers, and I'm wondering what the sense has been there, and how has he been received in Arthur Smith?
Yeah, guys, good to be with you. I think Arthur Smith's arrival here, has been welcomed by the fans. I think if you talk to people inside that building, he brings a certain level of professionalism to the position. And I know he got fired after three seasons in Atlanta, but you guys have to understand, he's coming into Pittsburgh after 3 years of Matt Canada, who might have been the worst offensive coordinator in the history of the franchise. So, it's been all good so far. You know, obviously he's going to be judged on his record and how many points he could put on the scoreboard. But I got to be honest with you guys, after 3 years of Matt Canada, Arthur Smith has to be an upgrade.
Yeah, because we knew things were bad. We joked around about it when they were saying fire Canada at, like, you know, Penguins games. That's when you know it's truly crossed over. What do you think, though, Ray, about this quarterback battle? We were saying, and correct us if we're wrong, that Tomlin doesn't know anything to Russell Wilson, and he might actually let a guy like Fields win the job if he can do it on the field. How's that going to play out?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look the way that it broke down, guys, Russell Wilson was signed first. Justin Fields was acquired, actually, because Kenny Pickett declined to be in a competition with Russell Wilson. He wanted a change of scenery, and that was the impetus for going out and getting Justin Fields. Now, I'm not saying Justin Fields can't win that job, but I think there's a clear pecking order at the position going into training camp. Mike Tomlin is on record saying Wilson has pole position. He's going to get, obviously, the reps with the ones in camp. I tend to think, unless he's really bad in summer practices, unless he is really bad in the preseason games, he's going to start the season as the starter. I think the big test for Russell Wilson is Steelers have the most difficult schedule in the NFL, but it's relatively manageable, like weeks 1 through 7 or 8. So he's got to get off to a good start. He's got to be 5-3, 6-2, something like that, so they can, still contend when the schedule gets really difficult in the second half of the season. So if Russ is 500 or worse, I think they're going to see a change. But I really don't see that happening until, midseason at least.
Ray, what's the latest on Cam Hayward? We are curious because we don't want him to be on the field when they play. He probably will be, but are they going to pay him?
You know, it's an interesting situation. He's on the books for $16 million this year. He can become a free agent after the season. I think he's going to hold in. I think he's going to report to camp, but I don't think he's going to take part in practices. The interesting part of this, guys, is I'm not convinced that he is going to get a new deal before the start of the season. Cam is 35 years old, coming off a season when he had two sacks, groin problems. He had those, sports hernia issues the entire season, really kind of wrecked his year. So, if you're the Steelers, you sit back, okay, he's 35. Let's see if he can do it again. And you still have that gap between the end of the season and the start of free agency in March. That's 6-7 weeks where you can hammer something out and keep him in town if he performs well again. So I'm not really one of those people who say, yeah, you pay him now. He's going to bounce back. The Steelers can wait, be patient, and see if he does bounce back. I don't think Cam is going to be a hardliner. I think he'll sit out of practices for a while, but eventually he'll practice. He'll be a good soldier. He's a team captain. And I think we'll probably play this out, and I think we'll be talking about this in January once again.
Our biggest concern is Ray Fittipaldo from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Is that pass rush? Because we know what T.J. Watt is, and Hayward even to 35. We've got – I don't know what these metrics are, Ray. I don't know how you feel about these Pro Football Focus nerds, but apparently we got a great offensive line that goes good moving forward. We're a little more concerned about going backwards and protecting Kirk Cousins. Yeah. What are your thoughts on the Falcons, your view from up there in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, just knowing that Arthur was there, I know he got criticized a little bit because he wasn't using maybe some of the weapons they acquired in the draft as much as people wanted him to. So, you know, I look at the talent they've acquired. You know, Bijan is obviously going to be a weapon. You know, they've drafted high. They've used it on offensive players. So, you know, depending on how that works out, you know, early on with a defensive coach, you know, how does that work in terms of how the offense is going? I think, you know, the Falcons have been middle of the road for such a long time. I got to see that step before I, you know, say they're going to be a playoff contender, but I expect them to be better. I think the way they've acquired offensive talent is kind of a similar way the Steelers have, you know, high draft picks every year. You go back to Najee Harris, Pat Freiermuth for 1 year. The Steelers have really invested in the offensive line like the Falcons have. So they're kind of built similarly. I think that's why Arthur feels comfortable here. But, you know, obviously it didn't work out for him as a head coach. And, you know, we'll see if it's any different down there under the new regime.
How much better is the run game going to be, Ray? You know, I look at the guys. Listen, they added Cordarrelle Patterson. We know who he is, and we love him as a player and a person. But we know he's not going to carry the rock. I mean, you know, consistently, yeah, just as a return guy. But tell me what this run game looks like, because I think that is something that I know Arthur Smith is going to want to do. Who are the horses, and what does that look like in the backfield?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren. Najee's in the last year of his rookie contract. They did not pick up his option. And really, the way it worked out last year, you know, Jaylen had the great rookie year in 2022. And last year, it was a 50-50 split with Najee Harris. So, you know, Warren is the better third-down back. He's a great blocker. You know, you look at him at his size, you don't think so. That guy is a tremendous pass blocker. He's the better receiver. But Najee's the guy who's, you know, probably going to carry the rock first and second down and, you know, be that between the tackles type of a runner. You know, they've been improving. I think they shot up from like 27th to 15th or 16th last year. But if you look at the way they've drafted guys, Broderick Jones, first-round pick in 2023. This year, Troy Fautanu from Washington. Those guys are probably going to be the starting bookend tackles. You invest a second-round pick this year in West Virginia, Zach Frazier. He's probably going to win the job at center. So they're building something there on the offensive line. Might take a little bit of time. You know, we'll see if they could take that jump from middle of the pack to be a top-10 rushing team. But I think you guys mentioned it. You know, with Arthur in charge, he's going to pound the rock. He wants to be physical. And I think as long as those young linemen step up and develop, I think they got a chance to be a really good running team this year.
It is Ray Fittipaldo. We visit with him about once a year, talking about the Steelers, basically checking in with everybody on our schedule here on the WaitFor.com hotline. It seems like, you know, Tomlin has been, you know, the first off, the organization is the model of stability. Tomlin's been there forever. What are the expectations, though? I mean, are people getting a little nervous about, let's go here? It's time for, we're the Steelers. It's time to get back to the top of the mountain.
Yeah, I mean, Art Rooney II, the team president, said it after the season. It's time to start winning some playoff games. And, you know, it's been since the 2016 season when they advanced to the AFC Championship and lost to the Patriots, it's been that long since they got a playoff win. And they snuck into the playoffs a couple of times, you know, number seven seed, something like that. But they always get their doors blown off once they get there. So, yeah, I mean, you know, something has to change. I think they're at the point now. That's why they went out and got Russell Wilson. They needed a veteran to maybe take that next step. But if you talk to Art Rooney or anyone who's making decisions in that front office, Mike Tomlin's job is super safe. He just signed a 3-year contract extension. He's here through 2027. So if they don't get it done this year, Mike's going to be here for the long haul anyway. They might have to change QBs again. They might have to do something else. But Mike Tomlin's going to be in charge of this football team for the foreseeable future.
It is Ray Fittipaldo, guys, again, covers the Steelers for the Post-Gazette. I think that this division is the toughest in football. You've got Lamar Jackson. You've got Joe Burrow. You have a healthy Deshaun Watson. Who wins this division?
Man, I still got to be the Ravens for me. I mean, Lamar had another great year last year. Bengals kind of took a step back, but I know Burrow was injured, so the Bengals were so impressive for, you know, for a 2-year span there. You know, if they can get back to having a healthy Joe Burrow, they're going to be right there. But I can't go away from the Ravens. I mean, They don't really surround him with elite offensive weapons, but he's kind of a one-man show. And you know in Baltimore, they're always going to play defense too. So I think it's going to be close. I think you could see like maybe the Ravens at 11-6 and then every other team like at, you know, 9-10, you know, 8 wins, something like that. I think it's going to be close, but I like the Ravens to win it this year.
We'll see you guys week one. I know week one is so weird now. I mean, have we found an equilibrium now with the 3 weeks of preseason? I mean, you guys going to be scrimmaging with other teams, or is it going to be still a high-scoring or low-scoring, mistake-prone early season game?
It's the worst. I mean, there used to be a rhythm to training camp in the preseason. Now that's all out the window. The roster changes like 25% from the end of the preseason game. Everyone's making moves. But, yeah, it'll be here soon enough. 3 weeks from today, the Steelers report to camp, so it'll be here before you know it, guys.
Can't wait. Ray, thank you so much, man. Enjoy your work. Appreciate you jumping on with us.
All right, guys. Anytime. Appreciate it.